On our final mission of the Perek, Chav Ches Mabiz. It's a chance we get to the end of the Perek today. We'll see how we do. It's a quick read. It's just not a lot of back and forth. It's more like a lot of a God itself. The mission states, Kol Shivas Yavim Adam Osa Sukaso Keva V'Beso Arai. For all the 7 days of Sukkot, a man makes his Sukkah the main fixture of where he dwells, and his home becomes the Arai, the you know, popping in here or there, the temporary place. However, Yardu Gushamim, we know if it rains, the things matters change a little bit. So, Meimasai Mutal Lifanos, what point in time are you allowed to turn away, to leave, to go back into your home when it begins to rain? Now, obviously, we know you don't have to stay inside. Not only do you don't have to stay inside, but it actually might be a potentially even, it might say hedjo, it would be inappropriate to stay inside even, the sukkah, when it's raining. Mishat Tisrach HaMakveh, when the dish, the makveh is a type of dish, it's like a congealed dish that apparently gets ruined pretty quickly upon rain. When it gets ruined, that's when you're allowed to go inside. Now again, it doesn't actually get ruined, but it means when it's enough of a rainfall that it happens to get ruined. The Gemara says over here, mashal. The Mishnah gives over an example of what it's like when it rains on Sukkot time. Amad Avadome, what's it similar to? Levit Shabal Limzo Kosta Rabo, and Evit comes to pour a cup, probably a cup of, we'll see, wine or water, but probably a cup of wine to his master. And in turn, he pours a ketone, a pitcher, on his face. Who pours on who? Rashi points out the Gemara is going to ask that question very soon. We know the ending is the master pouring on the Eved, but it's not clear. It could be that the Eved stumbled in and poured on his master, meaning that the work he did was not well received. He did a bad job. Or it could be the master says to him, get out of my face. I'm not interested in having you work for me now. The Gemara will discuss that question very briefly.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Because God made it rain, that's equivalent to the worker not doing...
No, the worker did a bad job. He poured in his face. Let's say he did a bad job with his avodah, and God makes it rain like, okay, I don't want any part of you anymore. Meaning, we assume that the rain is like the pouring. That's what we assume. In which case, you know, of course the master is the one pouring it out. So what's even the question?
Yeah.
So the question would be is that maybe what the rain is, the rain is Hashem saying, I don't want your avodah because you did a terrible job. He came to pour me a cup of wine and said he spilled the whole thing in my face. So it's not clear exactly as to what took place. Again, we know the Gemara is what we thought it would be. The Gemara says what we thought it would be, which is that the master is pouring it in the face of the Eved. I don't want your avoda. And that's the end of the Mishnah. Tan Rabbanan says the Gemara. Kol Shivas Hayom, according to the Mishnah, we said beforehand, for 7 days, Adam Osa Sukasu Keva Ubeisu Arai. You make your sukkah into your permanent dwelling place in your home is a place that you kind of come and go, hop in, or need something, but really your sukkah is where you're supposed to dwell. Kate said, so explain, how does this work? I mean, describe to me how this scene should be in the sukkah. Ha'ilo kelim na'im, you have nice dishes, nice vessels. Malam the sukkah, bring them to the sukkah with you. Matzos knows, you have nice bedware, nice mattresses. Malam the sukkah, bring them to the sukkah with you. Olchel v'shosa u'matayel b'sukkah. You should eat, you should drink, you should matayel, means to walk around or to kind of hang out. Everything should be done inside of your sukkah. Says Gemara, that's very nice. I mean, how do you know these words? I mean, what's the source for this? You quoted me a bright, but you haven't quoted me a scriptural source. Where is the Torah discussion that suggests such a behavior? So we say, Zan Rabbanah, we learn a bright, Teishu, and we say, Kein Tadurum. You should dwell in your sukkah. What does dwell mean? Like you live in your home. And again, this is Mekubala. Everyone holds with this pasuk as to how far we extend it to Machlokas among many, many different people. We've seen it in the past already. How far you extend it. But the concept of living in your sukkah, like living in your home, is mukubal by everybody. Teishu ki ein tadurum.
One plus could be used for many different...
Well, this word, teishu. The word teishu. Meaning you can have, right, the idea of you can have the sukkah yavim, shivas yavim, sukkah, whatever, that every different part of the puzzle can be different things. But the word teishu, we say it's teishu ki ein tadurum. That's what
so
it means.
Teishu can be used in many different terms for many different...
Well, ki ein tadurum, whatever...
Right.
That's all ki ein tadurum. That's all ki ein tadurum. How you live in your home. That can be many things. You know, Kalim Naim, Matzahus Naim, I mean, those are all different things of what it means to live in your sukkah like you live in your home. So those are not separate limudim. It's one limud that has multiple branches of that limud. Pesach Enduro, Mikan Amru, from here, based on this pasuk, as we've seen already, the rabbis have stated, Kol Shivas Yavim, Osa Adam Sukkah So Keva, Beso Arai, Ketzad, how so? As we've seen already, Hailo Kalim Naim, nice vessels, mal nasukkah. Matzos knows, nice bedware, mal nasukkah. Och, v'shosu, matav v'sukkah. And here's a new one, u'mishanin v'sukkah. And also learn in the sukkah. Says Gemara, Inni, really? I should learn in my sukkah? Rava didn't Rava state. Again, what Mishani means, we'll see in a minute. Mishani is not so clear what it means, but some sort of learning. Didn't Rava say, Mikra umasna b'mital lasa? You can do Mikra, meaning Torah Shebichtav. Umishnah. Masna is Mishnah. You learn Mishnah b'mital lasa. The basic halacha is in the sukkah itself of Torah Shebichtav. But Tznuye, which we assume means Svara and Gemara, according to Rashi, it's a much more involved type of learning, which we also right now are assuming is what the Gemara is talking about, the Mishanein. Mishanein means to be very sharp with it, to be very quick with it, to teach it strongly. So that sounds like it's not in the sukkah, it's Bar Mitzvah Lasa. It's out of the sukkah. So what do you mean you're supposed to do Mishanein B'sukkah?
What's the Kasha?
Kasha, as we said beforehand, U'Mishanein B'sukkah. And now we're saying, V'snuye Bar Mitzvah Lasa. Right? Outside the sukkah. It's true, Mikra Mishnah is in the sukkah. But Snuya, which we assume is Mishanein, like the Snuya, the Saf, is really a Shin, that should be out of the sukkah. So where's the Lokasha?
Explain because the air is better.
The air is better in or out of the sukkah? Out of the sukkah. Correct. It's a little more, you need to have the surroundings. That's what Rashi over here assumes as well. That being out of the sukkah, again, a sukkah, I guess, is a very restrictive area. You kind of, you're stuck in four walls, even though it's a basic measure also.
Yeah. You took a part of Rashi. Mr. Stern, but you got to read the whole Rashi. The Mitzarahu, not that it's better air outside.
Okay, that's true. That's true.
That's what Rashi's saying.
Look at Rashi, Bar Mitzalosa. Im Yirtza, if you want. Mitzarahu, Mitzarahu, the Mitzarahu, Avir, Yafelo, Laharchiv, Daito. The air gives you a chance to have your mind kind of work greater feats.
I mean, if so, it wasn't Mitzarahu, you can't be learning outside the Sukkah.
Rather suggesting that's
what?
The default.
You're interpreting. Can you do the Rashi again? Just explain it. Yeah, Bar Mitzvah, Im Yirtza. If you want to learn, you don't have to, obviously. If you want to be out of the sukkah, you can. Why? Dimitzarehu. Umitzare, Patim in the sukkah. Right? It's you feel restricted. You feel stuck. You're not happy. You're uncomfortable being there. And you're Patim in the sukkah because you're uncomfortable being there. And the reason why is because the air outside gives you a peace of mind to kind of let your thoughts settle a little bit better.
What's it doing? Sukkah in a base measure?
I guess it's maybe more restrictive. I don't know. It's more tighter.
Base measure, so you're jam-packed. You're sitting here and...
No, what are you talking about? It's more expensive.
Not become. I'm not talking about base measure here. Nobody's here. Go to Miri Shiv. Everybody's fighting for every square inch.
Relative to the sukkah.
Again, Rashi's whole line over here of Mistire, is that so pashut? Is that pashut? That's the reason why?
No.
I'm not arguing that's what Rashi says. I'm just
Rashi's
questioning.
The first two words are also eye opening if you look at it again. Im Yirtze.
No. You don't have to live. Yeah, that's so good. You don't have to. If you want to, you can.
But as you said, do this outside the sukkah.
I know, but no, it wouldn't say to you, you have to. Why would you think it had to be the sukkah? Why would it have to be the sukkah? Out of the sukkah. Because anything you have to do has to be out of the sukkah. Things that are mius are out of the sukkah. Anything else that you've seen, what has to be out of the sukkah? Your dishes, a candle. But why would learning be out of the sukkah if you had to be out of the sukkah? If you want to. I don't think, you're right, it's adding on. That wouldn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me. If it said to you, Chai, that's the guy, I would have to wonder why. I would wonder why. Okay, I hear what you're saying regarding the base of Madrash. I don't know.
I could think of a reason.
Okay.
Because we want you to take your learning seriously, and you're doing in-depth learning. We want you to be having the most optimal surroundings.
I agree. So, but Daniel's going to ask you, what's the difference between that and base of Madrash? He's going to ask you. Which I understand what you say back to him, but the dimension of a sukkah could be anything. I mean, as long as it's within 20 amos, it could be anything, really. So Daniel will ask you, I can make a sukkah structure. We had this earlier on. Make your chuppah in a sukkah. Meaning, I can figure ways out to try to have everything there. So why not? So I don't know. I hear what you're saying about Messiah. I don't know. I don't know if it's more Messiah there. What's that? It sounds like because he's not able to think so well. Look over here in Rashi. V'avir yafir lo l'harchiv daito. That the avir, the air is more like it helps your mind think a little bit more. So I guess you're mitzayir, you ever having one of those bad days, you just can't, it's not hopping. So that's basically, you had that before? Oh, she said that. Anyways, so if you have anything like that, you're frustrated. So walking around, getting some peace of mind, getting some air, getting a little bit of breathing room, that might give you more of the opportunity to feel good. Why are you giving me a face?
You threw the word walk around.
Outside, I'm talking outside. Walk around. What, you bothered by
that? So when the Gemara says usnuye bar mitaldula, that means that
im yirtze.
Im yirtze.
Correct. Yes. Yes.
Whereas the other one is not. There's no.
No, in the sukkah you have to be in the sukkah.
No, mikra mishnah. There's no.
Must be because it must be in the sukkah.
Well, Rabbi says mikra.
No, not outside. In the sukkah.
Sorry, my mistake.
But if you want, you never have to be out. You don't have to be out of the sukkah, except for things that are disgusting. Things that are disgusting, then you're out of the sukkah. But things that are not disgusting, we never make you be out of the sukkah. That's just, it's sorry. You're frustrated. It's hard to, you kind of feel like you need a little breathing room, a little air to walk around, perhaps, or sit down outside. So that's what the Bar tells us. We're allowed to if you want to. We're in the bottom line of Chav Chesma Beis. Says Gemara, so we now have a seeming stira. Are we supposed to be learning in depth? We assume right now that Mishanein and Tnuye are the same word, we're assuming. Which, what is it? In the sukkah or out of the sukkah? Says the Gemara.
Before we get to it, because on one hand we have mikra migala is a chiyuv to be in the sukkah, and over here we have
mikra mishnah is a chiyuv to be in the sukkah.
Chiyuv to be in the sukkah,
right?
Versus an im yirtze. But im yirtze to go out, though.
If you want to go out, you can go out.
Is the kasha now?
No. No, the kasha is what we said a minute ago. We said a minute ago, what does it mean to be teacher in Taduru? You eat, you drink, you learn in the sukkah. Mishanei, we assume Mishanei, Mishukkah, meant Tanuye. We have now two teachings. Again, we're making an assumption. The assumption right now, the assumption is that Tanuye and Mishanei are one and the same. That's what Rashi here points out also. What's that?
Just lowering the level of mikra.
Not at all. Doesn't require as much. Listen, Gemara is a much more mentally exhausting, you know, study. It's Baruch Hashem, Tanakh. Again, you could read Rishonim on Tanakh. Maybe Rishonim a little more. But even that, like, back of the Gemara is very different. There's no debating in it. You don't usually have Rishonim debating in a Rishon itself of a part of a Pshat and Chumash. He says a Pshat and Chumash. It's not as taxing. That's why many reasons why the Gemara, why yeshivas nowadays spend time doing Gemara, much less time doing Tanakh.
Rambam didn't argue on the Rambam.
I don't know the Rambam.
Ravina's dream was real. Or...
Okay, it's. I think we all agree. I think we all agree that the level of taxation of the mind is much greater when you learn Gemara. I mean, we look around Svarim in you know around the Beis Medrash, you know Pilpulim and Achronim that deal with something. They don't usually deal with Parsha as much. They have commentary Parsha. They usually deal a lot with Chakiras and how to learn out at Sugya and Shas. It's exhausting. So most of you are low kasha. It's not a difficulty. Meaning that the two prices we have, one that sounds like it says Shmashanein b'sukkah, one says Snuye out of the sukkah, not a kasha. Habi migras, habi uni. Migras, according to Rashi, means to get it down the first time. Like to say over what you learned. Kind of the first run through of it. Just like let's talk out what we have. And then the mu'ude means let's really analyze what we have. And over here, the analytics of our learning can be done out of the sukkah. Can be, im yirtze. But the actual original text of the run through, just saying over what you heard already, kind of sharing ideas, that's in the sukkah, doesn't require as much of a tircha to kind of study it all. Where is there a source, says the Gemara, that we find such different types of learning going on? Top line of Chotas and Aleph, Kiha, the Magir Seishu, Kiha Durami Barchama, or Durava Virani Barchama. That which you find with Rami Barchama, Kiha Bukaimi, Makmed, Rav Chizda, when they were, that's what it's probably Rav Aviran Barchama. When they were in front of Rav Chizda, Mirate b'Gemara b'Hadidah, they ran to the Gemara together. Okay, according to Rashi, they kind of said over. He says Asr, he says Mutter, just said over facts, said over information. V'Hadrim Ayni b'Svar. After they went back and they tried to analyze what the Svar was. But whenever you learn a Gemara, whenever I learn a Gemara myself, whenever I learn, I map out just the basics. You know, point one, question on point one, point three. You know, proof to point three. I kind of just map it out to myself. See how the flow works, take a step back, make sure I understand it, and then I go be in. So over here, he says, the first time you run through it together, talk it out a little bit, and then when you want to really analyze it, that's the second part of learning. So over here, what we saw in the Gemara, we proved the idea that you can have learning, that you can have learning. Learning number one is in the sukkah. Learning number two can be done out of the sukkah. While we're in the topic of what is in the sukkah, what's out of the sukkah, says the Gemara, Amarava, Mani Mishtaya, B'Mata'alasa, Kalim, Ma'aner, Kalim of Shia, of drinking, should be kept in the sukkah. Again, like any Kalim that you have should be brought in the sukkah. It's normal to have Kalim of drinking in the sukkah. Leave them there. Ma'ay de Michla, but when it comes to food items like pots and pans and the like, So those things he says over here, he says, or bowls, bar mitasa. They're very dirty usually. Sometimes you walk into someone's house, you see bowls pop in the sink, dirty bowls. According to Rashi, it's meals. It's disgusting. It's not mechubad to have that in your sukkah. Drinks are not so bad, but bowls are much worse. That should be out of the sukkah. Chatzba v'shachil, bar mitasa. Chatzba is, according to Rashi, it's like a bucket. It's like a bucket where you pitch. Well, what is it? Kachal cheresh shovim b'mayim. What you draw water with, right? So it's like a
I have written down a pitcher.
Pitcher. Okay.
Pail.
Pail. The shachil, which is a bucket. That's good. A bucket. That's out of the sukkah. Again, you didn't think that, again, different levels of these two over here, both these are things that are not normally found in your home, and therefore would not have to be there. B'tam teishu ke'en tadiru. V'shraga, b'mita alasa. A flame, a candle, in the sukkah. Aye, amri la. Some say, bar mitzvah says, can be even at the sukkah. Lo pligi, they're not arguing. Ha b'misukkah gedola, ha b'sukkah ketana. In a big sukkah, a candle belongs. It makes sense. It's not taking up a lot of space because the sukkah is very wide. There's no concerns at all. But in a smaller sukkah, when assuming Kodesh Rashi, it's shiva al shiva tvachim, it's as small as you can be, so then it's very difficult, it's very tight. And also, you can't use all seven tvachim anymore. And therefore, it would be a problem. That should be then, that small sukkah should not have a candle inside of it. Yeah.
Rashi says it's aser.
Small sukkah.
What does it mean it's aser?
Can't put it there.
And if I do?
Then it could be it's diras rucha. We have, if you remember, we have beforehand. No, Aser means you're not a sukkah. You can't do it. You ruined the sukkah.
So I'm not yotze. I sit down and I light my small candle.
Aser implies that it doesn't say puzzle. It doesn't say ino yotze.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
We had earlier on.
According to a cornfield, it's a.
That could be. Let's say I put it there. Yeah. What was the question he asked?
He asked if you're allowed to
have a candle in
sukkah? You have to smoke it.
Think so.
Could be dangerous.
A circumvention.
Sukkah's flammable.
I'll tell you. There's one thing I would share with you is that we had earlier on in the Gemara a discussion about Aaron Duff.
Don't say what. That was
okay. I'll tell you where it is. I'll tell you what it is. Discuss a discussion about if you have. Here, okay, I see where it is. If you have a case when you put noi on top of your sukkah, we talked about whether or not it's allowed.
Yeah.
And then we talked about if you have, does noi lower, would it be considered an issue of restricting, of limiting?
We had it previously.
With a noi sukkah, no?
You remember what it was?
With the cloth.
The cloth. Remember where it is?
The bottom of a
rollie. Went to the bottom of the top of a base, good.
Yeah.
It's the Avirim Beis. So look over here. Look at the Avirim Beis for a second. Look at the Avirim Beis. It says, Itmar, the second line. Itmar. Top of Avirim Beis, second line. Noi sukkah ein rematim sukkah. Amar Rav Ashi, u'min atzad rematim. I mean, if you have it inside, why is it rematim? Because he's over here, he says, Natan la mishir shiva tvachim. Da einim mechzek is what's a rubah shulchan anymore. You can't, look at Rashi there. See Rashi there? U'min atzad rematim, the Avirim Beis. It's my from the shear of Shiva Tzvachim. Because you no longer can it have everything inside of it. So a candle, I'll say the same thing. A candle, you can't go next to a candle. You can't go next to a candle. It's taking space up. You couldn't go there. What?
Good try.
Thank you.
No.
Why no?
Because this curtain is literally taking up my space. It's minimizing my 7x7. Now I have 7x6.8.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh. I could sit next to
him. No, here's
a national terrace.
Is that paraffin that's going to make it, like you said, you do a screw for the...
Because it smells bad?
Kushal, I don't know what kushal is, but national terrace, which is called kushal, could be that paraffin. And the paraffin, it doesn't sound about having
it's
that smell.
It's only if it's made in mitzumtzam. Yeah.
It's a utensil where you put it in.
Right. But it's now within my seventh vachim. It's now there's a piece something there. If I had a pillar within my seventh vachim, it's not allowed. It's something there. There's something right now that's blocking my
chair. So you, according to you,
I can sit in my chair. I sit in my chair. There's an area over here where I can't go. What's that?
A person doesn't count.
To what? To limit the space?
Yeah.
No, I mean it doesn't count. But you're a good point.
You can use it as a wall.
So what's that?
A living person.
Could use it as a wall or not?
No. So it wouldn't be able to.
It can't be mechitza, Baal Chaim, machlokes. Is it because it's well, two options? Because it wasn't made by a person? That's one option? Right.
According to you, a chair in that 7x7 circle?
No, I can sit down on it.
It's space.
That's fair. No. We saw this guy before, no? I don't mind. I like it. I like the nastiness. I like the sharpness. Good. I like the sharpness.
And he's saying you can't put anything else in there.
Wait. But plus whatever else is in there. It can never be 7x7.
7x7 is allowed. That's the minimum shear. What I'm suggesting is that anything that what Rashi says over there on Daf Yudim Beis, anything on the sides that takes up space, like you have a sheet there, it takes up a little space, and if it's 7x7 exactly before that came in, you ruined the sukkah just now. It takes up space. No longer 7x7 tefachim. I was suggesting that a candle, but you're right, you're correct, and that you're pointing out that anything that's there now takes up space. So, you know, okay, so I'm a kabbal. I don't know. I hear it.
Maybe some things don't take up space.
Right, but I don't know how you define something. Like, why is a sheet more than a table? Or a chair. I hear.
I was ready when he started the Mishnah.
No, yeah, the Gemara, not the Mishnah. Okay.
I left.
Says the Gemara, Yardu Geshavim. Tana Mishnah Tisra Chamakbe Shel Grisin. Grisin, we said were sort of beans, grits. Grisin are the barley pearls. So we have in the stores at least. About the vacuum pack. Abai Hayav Kayasiv Kameid Rav Yosef Betalasa. Abai was sitting next to Rav Yosef under the shade of the sukkah. Nasha, what's that?
Who was blind?
Rav Yosef was blind. Nashav Zika, wind blew, become Maisit Sivusa. It brought twigs, it brought little branches down into the sukkah. Armaluhu, Rav Yosef said to his attendants, Panuli ma nemeacha, take my kelim out of here. I'm moving inside. Armalu Abaye, Abahatana, we learned a Mishnah, says Abaye, Misha Tisrach, Makbeh. What do you mean? This wasn't anything that was grits ruining worthy. Armalu, Lididi, for me, says Rav Yosef, came down, Nina Daitai, since I'm very sensitive. My mind is very sensitive. It's to me, it's as far as I'm concerned, I'm a star. I am bothered by this whole thing. It's like for me that my makpe was ruined. Now, would everyone else leave also? Can everyone else leave with him? Could the people who are...
No, he's not.
Can they count or not?
No, he can't. Only
a chola. Very good.
You listen to this shit. Who gave that shit?
Very
that
good.
Night?
That was you that night? Very good. Well, you see right now, you know what you see right now? Is that when you give a shir, you know much better when you give a shir. You give more shir. I'll give a different shir. Okay. Excellent. I knew you fall for that one, by the way. I'm not surprised that you got it, though. Tanabanan. Hayochel v'sukkah v'yardu g'shamim. You're eating a sukkah and it starts to rain. This is a thing that happens all the time, this maisa. The yard, and we go down again, up. The sukkah was usually, remember, it's on the roof. We had a case before sukkah on the roof, and we knew before. What was the case we had on the roof before? Are we talking about it? Excellent. The Chatzon, we know that he's on the roof before. So you go down off the roof. Ein matri. Is that one also or no? Ein matrich not so lalos. We don't make him go back up again. So you let him finish your entire meal in the house. Can you go up again if you want to? Probably. You can't stay in the sun when it's raining. But some of you want to be machmen on yourself. I assume you can go up if you want to. I assume you're putter for it. But it's not that type of thing where it's that you're a head joke to go back, I assume, at least. Hayashin Taka Sukkah, let's say you're sleeping underneath this. Maybe you can't.
You were saying the first night you have to stay in even if it's raining.
No, you have to have a kazayas. You have to have a little bit. You don't say, but you have to have a little bit there. Mekiddush, have a little bit.
It says, in matricha, if you want.
But one question, if it's a tircha, though, it's a tircha. I know, we don't make him go out of his way to do that. But let's say, I want to. I want to mitzvah myself.
Because I want to go back up.
So it goes back to our question we had, if you remember the chassan also. That's the question of the chassan.
There's no more mitzvah.
That's the question of the chassan. If the chassan says, if you remember that, I forget who was it, Rizera, who was it that said, Lididi, I like to do both. Who was it again?
Both.
Yeah, who was it though? Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera. I would rather be in the sukkah and eat the chuppah and the sukkah together, because I can do both mitzvahs in the end. I can do both mitzvahs. But in reality, we always say you don't have to. Why not? Because at the end of the day, if you go there, you're not besimcha fully. Not only that, you have to, but he says putter. That's right. You could if you want to. You could. You're right. I'm a kabbalah. Okay. Sleeping in the sukkah. Hashem is talking about the sukkah. The yard of Yerushalayim. It starts to rain. The yard, and you go down from the sukkah. Eimat shirichna so lalos. Ach yeor. You don't make him go up again until yeor, which literally means when it gets light, we think at least right now. This is Gemara. Yibailu, who was asking the base of matters to them. Ach yeor was an ayin, which means till you awake. Ach yeor was an aleph, even in the middle of the night. Ach yeor was an aleph until it turns light again. Meaning, this is a patur for the rest of the night, to patur while you're sleeping. Now, which one makes more sense to me, at least to us? What would you think? So I would think waking up. Why? Because I would think it's like the meal. When the meal's over, you go back in again. There's no tour for the rest of that day. Tour for whatever you're doing right now. It's a tour until whatever you're doing is finished. So you're sleeping is finished. That's what you think. That's what I think. But over here says the Gemara, Tashma, Ad She'or B'yal Mudah Shachar, until it gets light and it's a Mudah Shachar. Says the Gemara, Tardi, both? Rashi's over here the following thing. It means there's two separate points. Ya'ir means Amudah, sorry, means Nitz. Mudah Shachar is earlier, is a Mudah Shachar. It's a large amount of time between two of them. What are you saying both different things for? It doesn't make any sense at all. Tarti, there's two opposites, it's two different things. Elaim rather say, Ach, and it's the order is waiting to change also. Ach Eur, until you awaken, and Amudah Shachar. But it's still, Pesach Halacha is very bizarre in the end. The Pesach is that if you wake up in the middle of the night, and you're still awake, you don't have to go in until it turns light. Now, can I eat now? Out of the sukkah, can I eat out of the sukkah now?
Only if you had in mind.
Why? Because it's tears in my meal?
Davening?
Maybe.
He's going mitzad dav.
No, let's say I wake up at 3 in the morning.
Okay,
3 in the morning.
It's that sukkah outside the sukkah.
Yeah, can I eat now? 3 in the morning. 3 in the morning, if I wake up now at 3 in the morning, I can't eat. If I Is that true?
I know, I forgot to be a fast.
No, that's different. I have to cobble the fast by myself when I go to sleep at night.
No, but when he
a regular day.
When he
starts only in the morning, right?
No, because we know the reason why is because
that's what I remember.
You're correct.
You have to have in mind. But
why is that? Why is that though? But why is that? Because we assume because of fast. We assume you're going to you're taking a fast. That's what the fast by somebody go to sleep. That's assumption, yeah.
Even though it only kicks in the morning.
Correct. It's like a Kabbalah. Kabbalah size. But over here, I'm asking 3 in the morning. You wake up right now. 3 in the morning. Can you eat?
Is it still raining?
No. Stop raining. It's not raining while you're eating. You know, when you went to sleep, let's say it was 10 at night, it started raining. You go downstairs. You go downstairs, you lie down in your bed. You're in your bed now or downstairs in your house. It starts to rain. You wake up at 3 in the morning.
No, so now you can't start again.
Yes.
Yes, what?
You got back to school.
What do you think?
So what, the next light?
Both.
Why?
Because
anyway, he took himself out of the part of sleeping.
Talk to me.
We can't be underneath, right? We have.
What does Tachas Sukkah mean?
Tachas Sukkah.
So I would be shocked, and I learned this before, I forget what the answer is. I would be shocked if you can eat
outside.
Yeah, I'll be very bothered by that. Very bothered by that. What? In the house. I'd be very bothered by that.
The only reason you got the patur was because you were sleeping.
You just repeated
patur. No, I said only for sleeping. For eating, though, now you've woken up, there's no rain. Why can't you go back in the sukkah?
So why can't you go back in the sukkah to sleep if you woke up?
So if you got up now and went to eat, why should you go back in the house and sleep? You stay in the sukkah. If it's good enough for you to sleep, to eat in the sukkah, you sleep in the sukkah now.
He gets up to go to the restroom.
Yeah?
He's off. If you go to the sukkah to sleep, he gets
up
to
the sleep in the bed.
I agree with that. Because that's, again, it's like a meal. It's like, you know, it's you're in the middle of that. Middle of sleeping. But once you go now and you're gonna eat, or you're gonna learn, or anything else that you do that would be in the sukkah, like, do you have the right now to... What's the exemption? What's the exemption? It's because we assume that you now have exemption to continue this thing out of the sukkah, continue this thing. But once you do beyond that...
So then what's the point of the light?
It's a good question. I assume the sheer of achila is the meal. The sheer of shena is the night. So if both sleeping You know, at nighttime, you have the right, you don't have to wait, you don't finish your sleeping. If you sleep until daytime, you'll not do that. Meaning, it's the shear of the p'tur. The p'tur is on your sleeping. That's why I assume, again, I'm guessing right now, but you have a p'tur for the meal, you have a p'tur for the sleep. And since sleeping, the p'tur of sleep it lasts until the morning, whatever comes second, not whatever comes second, it, you know, as late as you wake up, but as long as you're still sleeping, or if you're up already, then only when it turns nighttime, but the p'tur is the evening. Once you do something else that's not sleeping, I would humbly suggest, I don't know, I didn't look it up, that I'd be surprised here otherwise that you'd have to go in the sukkah for that part. That's what I would think.
I would agree.
Okay. Beyond that. Says the Gemara. Ibailu will do this last part and then we'll stop. I thought so also.
Go for it. You got time?
Ibailu.
It's possible to limit the pasta. What the? That's it's with the Mizmiz Beth and the thing.
It must be about you.
Vote.
I think it's hay. I think it's hay. Okay.
It's one.
Well, hay and bees. Hay and hay and bees.
No, it starts in the Amidah.
Hay to hay and bees. Hay down to hay and bees. Right. Ibailu. Mashallah. Don't be Ibailu. Who's pouring on who? Again, we mentioned before, someone pours. Someone who tells him pours on who? Tashmak. Tanya. Shafakla. Rabo. Kito. And Alpanav. Vamlo. Yef. Shibishimushech. It's a master pouring onto the evidence saying, I don't need your avoda. Now, while we're talking here about the Simen Klala, it's Tavar Rabbanon. When the sun has an eclipse or some sort of a problem with it, of affliction, it's a bad sign for the world. What's it similar to? The Melbus of Adam, Shasa Su'udah La'avadav, and right now the second of the wide lines, he makes a Su'udah for his servants. He leaves a flashlight, a lantern in front of them.
When you say Simen Rola Ola.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I don't think anybody would say this. Meaning, are they saying in terms of the Gemara, Simon Rala Olam, because they didn't know so much about it?
I assume even if, there's two options here. Option number one is if there was an unusual eclipse. Option number one. Option number two is, you know, there's a Gemara in Brachos that brings down and says that whenever the rooster would stand on one leg and his would turn white. That was Zman because Baruch was angry. What does that mean? There's a certain Zmanim that are in play. What you assume that this Zman is a time of like danger. It's a time of danger. It's a bad sign. The fact that it comes whatever often it does, it's a cycle, doesn't mean it's not a bad sign. It'll still be a bad sign for the world.
We just had that eclipse a year ago or something like that, and that's not what those Harkins thing.
Is that true?
Okay, all the hurricanes came, and it came in.
I assume there are
where the eclipse was.
I assume
America.
Based upon I'm not at all an astrologer, but I would assume once you have like weird solar events going on, that there probably are like things happening in the atmosphere. No,
about this,
I assume so.
Hurricanes everywhere.
Assume so. Okay, anyways, exactly where?
Huh?
You're the turbulence man. You know this. I'm sure in turbulence. When you have atmospheric changes going on, it's blocking this thing over here. It's his expertise, Triple. It's expertise. You know that?
Butterfly in Japan.
That's right. Yeah, butterfly effect.
Why does he have to be Japanese?
Because they have beautiful butterflies there.
Anyways, he placed a lantern in front of them, and then Koss. He got upset with it. Koss Alayim. Lamar the other he says to his slaves, told, or his servants, told Panos Bifnam, take this flashlight away, take this lantern away. Let him dwell in darkness. So here we see again that light that's taken away is a siman ra. Time when a brisa, Rabbi Meir Omer calls manshim ma'oros lokin siman ra the sonam shal Yisrael. Whenever you have the ma'oros, like the yerech and kochavim, the stars and the moon that are afflicted, it's a bad sign to a euphemism, a lashon sagi noor, to the haters of the Jews, meaning the Jews. Why mishum lu madim b'makusayim? Because they're the ones usually that are known to cause makos to the world. Usually, Akash Baruch looks at us based upon our behaviors. Is how.
Would I have to translate that?
Mulumadin b'makos sayan. Is Rashi in this? I think over here. No. Komina pronounced the Bible below me. Yesh leav Yisrael dog lomar lo balzim elabish below. Probably came from me.
We're the one who caught.
We learned the lessons well from these things.
Well, we're the ones bishvilo yosher mishar umos. Neshehin regilos lokos yosher kulam. We get afflicted more often than they do. So usually when things are going wrong, it's really usually probably directed at us. When these things go wrong, at least. And the Gemara here says, Mashal the Sofer, Shabbal the Beis HaSefer. Sofer is not a scribe, but it's a teacher of her children, who comes to the Beis HaSefer. Ritzua, but Yadu's got a, he's got the rope, the strap. Thank you, in his hand. Midoig. Who should be worried? Misha Ragil Lilkos. Whoever is the one who usually gets the at the other end of the stick of the staff, he's the one who should get worried about. I saw the Mar Shabri, he's got a nice idea. That who does Hashem usually, who does a person usually hit? The one who's capable. He doesn't hit the one who's not capable, it's not his fault. When he's capable, so he hits. So we have more opportunities, we have more potential. And it's not going well, shame on us. We're the ones who are held accountable for it. Tarabanan. It's mancha chamaloke, when the sun is afflicted, simrala over the kokavim. Levana, when it's the moon, loke, simrala sovenshal Yisrael, to us. Nesha Yisrael, monin, levana, we count our calendars according to the lunar calendar. The kokavim, lechamaloke, are the solar calendar. Therefore, if you see our calendar base is being afflicted, that's a sin and rod of the person who usually follows it. Loke b'mizrach, if it starts to be afflicted when it's in the mizrach, in the east, meaning when it's first rising, simrali yoshei mizrach, it's bad for people who live on the east. But marav, it's found in the western side, it's being afflicted, simrali yoshei marav, to the western area, people. B'em sarakia, simrali cha'olam kulo, if it's found in the middle of broad daylight, and that's when it's being afflicted, then it's a simra for everybody. Pun of Dominic Dam, if it looks more reddish, that's how affliction looks. Kherbal Olam, that means there's going to be wars coming to the world. Lisak, according to Rashi, it means like a darker, blacker type of a structure made out of feathers of like geese. Chitze Ra'avon Olam, it's going to be a time of famine where your face turns very dark. Lazuv, it's both red and blackish. Kherb, Chitze Ra'avon Olam, bad sign in all accounts. Labri Kisaso, if it starts to be afflicted when it's Knisaso, which means. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is we talking about the moon? What part are we?
Sun,
talking about?
I think. No, sun.
The sun.
Sun. Yeah. The Mizrach, Maariv. Why?
Levana loke simin rada sun and show yisrael. Mepnei shesu morning levana b'avnei kochavim lechama. Loke b'mizrach. What's loke?
Look at Rashi. B'boker k'shachama b'mizrach. Let's read Rashi.
Oh, that's Rashi.
Yeah.
The Gemara didn't say.
No problem. B'kisasa, which means when it sets. When the sun enters into the world, meaning it sets, Puranos Shohelavo. That means that you'll have time until it'll be delayed until the Puranos come. It's late in the day. Bitsiyaso, if it happens in the morning time, Meharis Lavo. It means it's going to be happening right away. Some people say it's the opposite. When the reason why I have the opposite would be that if it happens late in the day, it means it's going to right now it's dark, it's getting dark as it's about to happen, so you know that it's right away. As opposed to when it's going to be light for a long time still. Usually, daylight is usually a sign of good things, nighttime is a sign of bad things. So if you have bad signs and it's darkness, fly right away. So we have something the opposite way. That if it looks starts to be afflicted in the end of the day, it means it's about to happen right away. In the beginning of the day, it means it's a little time until it comes. There is no nation that gets afflicted, that it's sar. I don't want to call it a god. It's sar. Not get afflicted with it. Rashi brought that up here. For example, you have the sar shal Esav Samael. You have different types of nations have different officers that represent the nation that will be afflicted along with it. We actually had a Mitzrayim. We afflicted Mitzrayim and their gods as well. Shemar, as it says, Ubechol Elohei Mitzrayim. Oh, there you go. Esher Shvatim. I forgot about that. That all of the gods in Mitzrayim, the Sarum of Mitzrayim, I will make also all be judged. Zman Shisrael Osir Mitzrayim Shemalkum. But as long as we do the will of Hashem, Ei Mitzrayim Mikol Elu. Do not be afraid. You don't know who we are. I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's okay.
Yeah, when we should not be afraid of any of these things going on. Shemar, it says, "Komar Hashem el derech goyim al tam." Do not learn from the goyim's ways. Umi osa shemayim al techatum. Do not be concerned. Do not be afraid with whatever signs you see in the heavens. I mean, the things you're describing above. Kiachtu a goyim mehema. The goyim should be afraid of them. And the Gemara now says, based on that, over the kachav miyachatu, only the non-Jews should be afraid. We should not be afraid. Tanurbanan. So arba devarim chamaloke. There are four times when the sun, or four things, actually, four things that bring up the sun being afflicted. When the Abbezin dies and the nation does not properly mourn and eulogize him. If an Amarasa screams, not in the field when no one hears her, but in the city, like Kitty Genovese, and no one protects her. Kitty Genovese. Anybody? Hold on by that? No?
That's the Good Samaritan law.
Called social loafing. When somebody screams in public, everyone figures the next guy's going to take care of it at all. This woman, it says that she was accosted, she was attacked three different times. She screamed, people turned lights on, looked outside the window, saw it happening, and they didn't do anything about it, and eventually she was killed by the attacker. Kitty Genovese. Anyways, true story. True story. It's a psychological phenomenon. Kitty Genovese.
What's going to happen?
Roe versus Wade?
No, I don't remember what happened. Maybe earlier even.
Yeah, earlier?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Val Mishkav Zachor. If there's a homosexual activity, you should know, just you know, none of the Yoma. It happened just yesterday. Not this. I mean, maybe it happened yesterday also, but they had a person who was in the Olympics. And they finished their run in the Olympics.
64.
Yeah, pretty close.
What happened in the Olympics?
There was a guy finished his run down the hill.
Yeah.
Came in whatever place it was in. Yeah, skiing. And his boyfriend gave him a big kiss, and they filmed it all. They filmed it on NBC. It was NBC Sports. Al Mishkav Zachor. We can. It's not Mishkav Zachor, but it's. And the world, everyone celebrated it. The world celebrated it. V'al shnei achin shenishpach daman ki'echad, and have two brothers whose blood is spilled as one. Again, Rashi here points out, he's like, what's that?
All this is.
These are four things that bring about the chametz of bilokia, which we know brings about all these bad things we described above. Rashi's over here, Rashi's not sure exactly where the connection is, but this is what the Gemara says. So, arba devar ma'oros lokin. There are four things that bring about the moon and the stars being afflicted. And they are, al kosei plastar, which means people who are writing forged documentation.
Fake news.
Right, like that. V'al me'idei eid sheker, if someone testifies falsely. V'al megadlei behemot daka b'Eretz, if a person raises smaller animals in Eretz Yisrael, the reason why it's a problem, according to Rashi, and we saw it also with the story of Lot and Avram, that these small animals are often grazing and they'll be stealing from other people's lands, and that will be a bad thing. V'al kotzei ilanos tovos, and if you cut down very good, healthy trees, and Rashi went out of here, even if it's your own tree, you shouldn't cut it out, you're ruining the beauty of God. And therefore, that will cause the stars and the moon to be afflicted. There are four things that will bring a person's properties to be given over to the kingdom, to be lost. A person who delays, paid back documents in his property, according to Rashi, the intention is that you're going to use them again to double your money again to pay, make him pay it back. If you charge money with interest. Is a very important one. If people who were balabata, people who were wealthy, had the opportunity to protest, and people, since they were very wealthy, people would listen to them, they would show respect to people, have respect for them, and they did not protest, and the people therefore committed crimes because of that, they'll be held accountable for that as well. What are they getting paid for?
I mean, where are you getting the wealth aspect of this? Where does it say that?
Shabbat Bad Malalu, Limchos Biat Overos, Shabbadaram, Shabbadivrayam, and Yishmai Machmas Oshram. Their words are heard due to their wealth. The people are afraid of them. They're wealth. They're the parnasim of the tzibur. And the last one is all shoposkim tzaka barabim ve'inam nosim. People who say, "I'll give $1,000 to your tzaka," and they pledge it and they don't give it in the end. I'm a rab. Shul arav dvarim nichsei balabatim yotzim letzimayon. What this means, tzimayon of your korn Rashi, means it kind of just it withers up, it dries up. They get less and less until they're completely dried up. What are they? Koshes Char Sacher, says Rashi, if you hold back the wages that you owe the person who worked for you, again, you don't not pay him, but you kind of delay him, you push him off for a while. V'al Oshke Char Sacher, or you actually don't pay him at all. V'al Shaporkin Ol Me'al Tavrayan, V'nosin Al Chavrayan, your person who, you know, you take the yoke off of your shoulder, and you say, you give it to that guy instead, you're a person who's a big guy in the community, and you instead let someone else handle your matters, you give it over to somebody else to take care of, you want nothing to do with it. Someone who's well-to-do, I guess, who's dealing with some issue, and he's like, you know what, I can't do this anymore, you take it anymore. So you take it off your shoulders, you put it away to someone else, Hashem will give your property to someone else as well. If you're quick to pass the buck, Hashem will pass your buck. Pun intended. The Al-Gaz of the Ruach, and as well as arrogance. The Gemara says, Gaz Ruach is the worst of all of them. But someone who's the opposite of arrogance, is very humble, see what it says by that person, but Navim Yushu Aretz. The people who are anavim, who are humble, will inherit the land. These angu al rosh shalom, and they'll be able to be delighted over the peace that they have, and mistama over the joy they have in the world. They'll be able to get everything. Hajjan Allah Chayashin. We will turn to you.